At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord. From that first reading. So who was Samuel? He was the son of Hannah and Elkanah, and he had several other siblings. Hannah, at the beginning, was not able to have children. And so she had gone to the place of the ark, where the calling of Samuel takes place today. And there she poured out her heart in prayer, asking the Lord to let her conceive a child. And when he did, she gave Samuel to the Lord. And he was raised by Eli, the priest, at the tent of meeting where the Ark of the Covenant was kept. The Ark was the symbol of God's presence in the midst of the people. So on the one hand, it's a powerful story of stewardship. Hannah is aware of her own poverty. And she prays to the Lord, and she trusts in the Lord. And she receives from the Lord. And she gives back to the Lord. It's a beautiful example of being aware that all of my blessings are gifts from the Lord. And experiencing such gratitude that it leads me to ponder, what kind of return can I make back to Him for all the good that He has given to me? Now for Hannah, that gratitude included giving her son in the service of the Lord and His people. Now that's certainly beyond the normal 10% biblical tithe. But the normal giving financially is 8% to the parish and 2% to charities of your choice. But if you're channeling Hannah, feel free to go beyond that 10% tithe yourself. So Samuel was an ordinary boy. When the reading says that Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, it doesn't mean that he was totally ignorant. He knew about God, but he wasn't familiar with Him. He couldn't distinguish his voice from the voice of Eli. I'm sure there are any number of us here who know about God. That's why we're here. But can we say that we're familiar with Him? How many times do you think that the Lord has called you and you got up and turned on the TV? Or got a drink? Or took a pill and tried to go back to sleep? How many times have we had a close call with our own mortality and not recognized the voice of the Lord? Don't go back to earthly comforts. They never satisfy. Come to Me. Respond to Me. Rest in Me. In that second reading from 1 Corinthians, St. Paul writes to us about the dissatisfactions that we all can have with our lives and with our world, and how it's so easy to turn to so many things to try and satisfy our restlessness, including turning to sin. And there are different kinds of sin. The translation today says, avoid immorality. It would actually be better translated, flee sexual immorality. There are some sins we can train and discipline ourselves to avoid. But sexual sins are pretty powerful. And Paul instructs us not to play with fire, but flee these kinds of sins. What later tradition, what we have often called avoiding the near occasion of sin. He doesn't say that sexuality is bad. Sexuality is an essential part of our creation. It was created good. But sexual immorality harms the body. And in the very next line, when Paul writes that every sin a person commits is outside the body, I think he's referring to the body of Christ. In other words, don't just run away from sin, but run toward the body of Christ, where there is no sin. Which brings us back to Samuel, who was not familiar with the Lord. Are you familiar with the Lord and his body, the church? Are you sacramentalized, but not evangelized? Do you know the rituals, but not the Lord to whom these rituals are intended to lead us? What do you need to do, not just to go through the ritual motions of our faith, but to become familiar with the Lord of our faith? Rituals are powerful when we know the Lord to whom they relate. In the gospel, two disciples are learning a lot about the Lord from John the Baptist. And suddenly the Lord himself walks by. Now, to their credit, they don't run to John and say, "Hey, tell us more about that guy over there." Nor do they run to their friends and say, "Hey, we just got a selfie with Jesus. Check out my Instagram page." No, they actually physically walk after Jesus. And when Jesus asks them what they're seeking, they say, "Where do you stay? Where do you stay? We want to become familiar with you. Let us stay with you. Let us spend time with you." And they spend the whole evening with him. When's the last time you spent an hour in prayer with Christ? Let alone a whole evening, or a whole day, or a weekend retreat, or a week-long retreat. How familiar are we with worldly things? How much easier is it for us to talk with another person about our favorite show, or the game last night, or the concert, or even politics, than to talk about the Lord? Where is my familiarity? As we go through Catholic stewardship renewal these next few weeks as a parish, it's a great opportunity to ask, what's getting in the way of my growing in familiarity with Christ? That's one thing. What's getting in the way? And then the next question is, what are the opportunities? Retreat, Bible study, small faith group, service and justice opportunities. What are the opportunities that can deepen my familiarity with him and with his body, the church? Samuel is you. Andrew and that other disciple are you. The Lord is calling you. Those aren't invitations to prophets and apostles. They're invitations to you to become more familiar with the Lord. So here's the homework for the week. Take the three legs of stewardship seriously this week: prayer, participation, and sacrificial giving. But use those legs not just to check a box, but to grow in familiarity with the Lord.